Harper One and Harper Audio present Dear Prudence, liberating lessons from Slate.com's beloved advice column by Daniel M. Lavery. This is the author. But all that is morally right rises from some one of four sources. It is concerned either 1. With the full perception and intelligent development of the true, or 2. With the conservation of organized society, with rendering to every man his due, and with the faithful discharge of obligations assumed, or 3. With the greatness and strength of a noble and invincible spirit, or 4. With the orderliness and moderation of everything that is said and done, wherein consist temperance and self-control. Although these four are connected and interwoven, still it is in each one considered singly that certain definite kinds of moral duties have their origin. In that category, for instance, which was designated first in our division, and in which we place wisdom and prudence, belong the search after truth and its discovery. And this is the peculiar province of that virtue. For the more clearly anyone observes the most essential truth in any given case, and the more quickly and accurately he can see and explain the reasons for it, the more understanding and wise he is generally esteemed, and justly so. So then, it is truth that is, as it were, the stuff with which this virtue has to deal, and on which it employs itself. Cicero, On Obligations, translated Walter Miller. I recently got my long-term partner a bidet for his house. I grew up in a country where they are common, and he has always wanted one. He loves it, and often thanks me for buying it. However, he now refuses to buy toilet paper, saying that it's saving him a lot of money. I pointed out to him that I do not want to wash and dry myself with the bidet every single time I use the toilet when I visit him. He offered me a clean, dry, shop towel to wipe myself with. What should I do with this? Put it on the floor? Hang it up on the rack and hope no one mistakes it for a hand towel? Sneak it into his kitchen and leave it there for him to dry his dishes? I did start bringing over my own toilet paper, but the next time I came over, he had used it all up as Kleenex. So, he refuses to buy toilet paper, has offered me what I consider a gross solution, and will blithely use my supply while I'm gone. I've created a monster. Please help. Dear Prudence Letter Writer, July 2017. Introduction. What time's the next swan? I assumed the mantle of Dear Prudence, Slate's resident semi-pseudonymous advice columnist, in November 2015 and relinquished it in May 2021. The first Prudence, Herbert Stein, wrote for a few months in 1997, having previously served as chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers under Richard Nixon. The second Prudence was Margot Howard, a bona fide member of an advice-giving dynasty that included her mother, Ann Landers, nay Eppie Lederer, her aunt Dear Abby, Abigail Van Buren, and sometimes Pauline Phillips, and her cousin, Jean Phillips, who took over both the Dear Abby and Abigail Van Buren bylines in the early 2000s. The third Prudence, Emily Yoffe, ran the column from 2006 until shortly before my arrival in 2015. Editor Janae Desmond Harris took over after my departure in 2021. Dear Prudence existed long before my tenure and carries on quite comfortably after me. I have always found a pleasurable sort of reassurance from the inevitable obsolescence of the role, not least because it relieves some of the pressure of trying to offer useful advice to 40 strangers a week, 52 weeks a year. The marvelous Walter Slezak, you might remember him as Rock Hudson's wily majordomo in Come September, or as the villainous Willie in Hitchcock's Lifeboat, or then again you might not remember him at all, wrote a charming autobiography in 1962 called What Time's the Next Swan? He named the book after a popular story from his father Lee.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?